Country Pop FM.
It's a clown horn for a... Complete this phrase. A clown horn for a...
Clown show.
For a clown show, exactly. It is the Bob Almanac, and we have an almanac salute. This one just came across my desk.
Talk back, trembling lips, shaky legs, don't just stand there. Don't let her know.
The great Johnny Tillotson.
To you.
Crossed over a little bit to country, as I recall.
Oh, yeah.
But, talk back, trembling lips, poetry in motion. It keeps right on a hurting. Some of his huge, huge hits. He passed away on April 1st from complications from Parkinson's disease. He was 86.
Was
he? 86. 86 for Johnny Tillotson. Johnny Tillotson now
gone. But not forgotten.
Ernie Ashworth had the big country hit with Talk Back, Trembling Lips. Every now and then I play that on the All Request Lunch Hour.
Sure.
I don't know if you knew that.
I did, actually. Today I listen more often than you may think.
Today is Thursday. I've been forewarned. Thursday, April 3rd, 93rd day of the year. Now, as far as the streamlined almanac, you're not going to hear any audio during this date in history. We are taking away all audio from this date in history, so no longer will you hear FDR talk about the date that will live in infamy, and no longer will you hear a commercial for Hot Pockets on the day that Hot Pockets were introduced. We're going to focus more.
I'm a little sad.
We're going to focus more on the birthdays and not so much on the history. Okay. History deserves to be mentioned, but. I don't know. I always thought that the audio that we use for birthdays is better than the history, because we kind of use the same history audio every year anyway. So
yeah,
and I'm not going to dig that deep. We're not gonna know the day that Sheriff Lobo debuted on NBC. We're not going to know the day that fruit roll-ups were introduced. I'm not digging into that anymore.
Oh.
But we will have things such as 1860 Pony Express mail service began in St. Joseph, Missouri. And Neil, you know how dangerous it was to work on the Pony Express.
It was. They hired, you know, young, fast riders to... it was basically the way to tie the East Coast to the West Coast with everything going on in California. They needed to do that, and you could get something from East Coast to West Coast like in 10 days. But then the telegraph came along, and so the Pony Express was only around for 18 months.
That's it. That was a short run. How about Jesse James? Relatively short run as well. He died on this date. He was shot by who, Neil? The coward?
Bob
Ford.
Ford, yes. The coward Bob Ford.
Yeah.
In the back, well, he was supposedly kind of a...
Dead man's hand.
No, he was rearranging
a picture. Who's dead man's hand? Who's dead man's hand guy?
That is Wild Bill Hickok.
There you go.
Aces
another legend.
And eights.
Yes. Jesse James, you know, if he just wasn't so OCD about a crooked...
about that picture.
He could still be alive today if he wasn't so OCD, obsessive compulsive about this crooked... and from what I've heard from my sources, it really wasn't that crooked at all. Maybe off only 3 degrees.
Yeah.
But he, again, so
it
much
was costly.
Very, very OCD in 1882. Let's move on to Bruno Hauptmann, executed on this date, electric chair. If it wasn't old Sparky, it should have been.
Right.
Kidnap, murder, the Lindbergh baby. That was the crime of the century.
Yes, it was.
Before OJ.
Right.
U.S. And Supreme Court, what's that?
Yeah, what year was that that he went to the
chair? 1936.
Oh, yeah, 36. Okay.
1944, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that, we're not doing that one. 1996. I meant to delete most of these. How about rapper MC Hammer filing on this date for bankruptcy?
Really?
His album was MC Don't Hurt Him, Hammer Don't Hurt Him. This one here was Hammer Don't Pay Him, because he didn't have to anymore because he filed for bankruptcy. He was $10 million in debt. Probably didn't manage his money.
Evidently not.
And
at that point,
right,
there should be some red flags. That go, I'm already $8 million in debt.
1996, on this date, the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, They raided his cabin in Montana and arrested him. He was the former professor that was sending pipe bombs to universities, thus right. the Unabomber nickname.
Mm-hmm.
That was his stay in 1996. We've got birthdays now today.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame.
Nice.
Thank you for
Wayne Newton is 83 today.
All the joy and pain.
He was a boy wonder.
Picture yes, show.
You'd probably just because of the success he had early on in his life in the 60s that you'd think that this guy's 100 by now, but he's not. He's only 83, Wayne Newton.
Yeah.
Gold Dutch trees.
Still good.
He's had some good
time in Vegas.
And he's had some very, very, very good work done.
Yeah.
Last time he looked 20 years younger than he actually is. Here's another guy who had a lot of hits.
Hey, girl.
With the two ladies that accompanied him, known as Dawn, you had your Tony Orlando, and the man had a lot of hits.
I can hear your music.
And who didn't enjoy his variety show?
I can feel your body sway.
You know, at one point in time, once you give everybody a variety show, it was really hard to kind of rise and raise, go above the fray. And, you know, the cream rose to the top. But when it came to the Tony Orlando and Dawn show, I think that was one of the tops. Right up there with Sonny and Cher. And well ahead of the Brady Bunch Hour. They did their variety show. Boy, that's brutal.
Right.
I mean, if you can't bring
Orlando.
If you can't bring the if you can't bring back the real Jan Brady, why did you even do it?
Right.
Eve Plum. So Tony Orlando is 81.
Because we're adding a little something to this month's sales contest. As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not Alec Baldwin from Glengarry. That's actually from our most recent sales meeting here at Bob.
Yes, right.
The sales contest that's going on as we speak. Thus, the initiative to make the 9 o'clock hour greater because
yes.
we got people out there that want to not get fired and either win the steak knives or the Cadillac Eldorado. So Alec Baldwin, 67, he's been in a lot of things and, of course, controversial the last few years in the movie Rust.
Yes.
Where he fired that gun, the prop gun that still had whatever it was in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was unfortunate.
Yeah, it was a bad, bad situation all the way around there.
Alec Baldwin is one of the Baldwin brothers. He's 67.
So, that's a nice jacket.
Thank you.
Offbeat.
And what is that supposed to mean, offbeat?
Well,
no, wait, I think I know exactly what it means. Offbeat is in cheap. Well, excuse me for not being rich enough to shop at the International House of Tidass like you and Maris the heiress. That is what you meant, right?
Yes, but I had no idea you'd pick up on it.
Niles Crane, Frasier's brother.
He's a beauty.
David Hyde Pierce. He was good in that role, was he
yes,
not?
He was
perfect. Yeah. David Hyde Pierce is 66. The great Eddie Murphy.
Aunt Ties. See times I made it.
Yes, they're all here.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love.
Once Buckwheat sings a song, it's eternally his.
It died, dead a diver, then on the died, it died. Made a day for I.
The genius Eddie Murphy from Saturday Night Live, his Buckwheat impersonation, Things of Legend.
Once Buckwheat sings a song, he makes it his own.
It truly is.
Classic.
Exactly. Eddie Murphy movies, comedy specials, that comedy. Raw was a must-have.
Yeah.
Raw, what was his other one? Delirious? Didn't he have two? He had two comedy albums, Raw and Delirious. They were fantastic.
Beverly Hills Cop, but it was so good.
Yeah. Nutty Professor. Coming to America. Those are some of my favorite Eddie Murphy. He's done some bad ones, too.
Yep.
But Eddie Murphy is 64. You know, he was really good when they brought him back, they had the big 50th anniversary, and they had him in some skits, and he was excellent. You didn't watch that, did you? This is Sebastian Bach, lead singer of Skid Row.
Yeah.
You ever been to Skid Row, Neil?
Grew up there.
Okay. You and Jim Cox
and Skid Row.
Sebastian Bach is 57, Parks and Rec.
Happy anniversary.
It's the Iron Throne. It's the Iron Throne.
Yes, it is. I had a guy at the model store make a replica. He's a bigger Game of Thrones fan than you are.
Okay, I know I'm making that dumb surprise face, but I can't help it. This is the greatest gift I've ever received, Leslie. When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Come here, the peasant. Come here. Who are you?
Our starship is in trouble.
Okay, Leslie, listen, if you don't know what you're talking about.
That's from Parks and Rec. It's the actor Adam Scott. Did I just mention Adam Scott? He's in the show that my wife and I are currently watching. It's getting kind of weird. Severance.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but...
No, it's a streaming show, and I don't know if your Gunsmoke mind could handle what's going on.
It might not be able to.
This show is going all over the place, and different types of consciousness and everything. Adam Scott, he's 52. That was him from Parks and Rec.
Where is my cash?
I did a little exchange for you, Knucklehead. This Canadian dollar here is called a loonie, and this $2 coin... A toonie. True story.
It's federal currency, and you people talk about it like it's a Hanna-Barbera character.
Yeah,
you.
She was from Canada. She was Robin Scherbatsky on How I Met Your Mother, Kobe Smulders, and she was an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. too, Neil.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yep.
She's 43, and our rapper of the day is Young M.A. I don't know what M.A. stands for. I could probably come up with a few things, but Young...
Is it just the letter M and the letter A?
Yes, Young M.A., 33 today.
Okay. All right, gone but not forgotten today, Jim. Who didn't read something by Washington Irving? Rip Van Winkle, one of my favorites. The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, who didn't enjoy that? 1783. Singer, actress... Talk show host, she did it, and golf fanatic, Doris Day, 1922.
Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck.
I think you're thinking of Dinah Shore when it comes to the golf.
I thought
did Doris Day have her own tournament? The Doris Day extravaganza?
I thought she did. I know Dinah Shore did, yeah.
I know she had a great short game.
Yeah, well, there you go. And she had the Doris Day show.
I love you, a bushel and a peck. A bushel and a peck, though you make my heart a wreck.
There we go, Doris Day, born on this day, 1922. Academy Award-winning, Emmy Award-winning actor, the great Marlon Brando, 1924.
You don't understand, I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead of a bum, which is what I am, let's face it.
One of the iconic lines, I think, from Brando, correct? That and the Stella.
Yes. Right.
Stella.
Get in line. We all could have been a bum. Some of us are. Marlon Brando, 1920.
There's nothing wrong with being a bum. The world needs its bums.
For sure. Gus Grissom, Virgil Gus Grissom, he was one of the astronauts that died aboard that the Apollo 1, the fire. It was a very sad thing, 1926 for Gus Grissom. We play his music. Country Music Hall of Famer, Don Gibson, 1928.
It's been a blue, blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away from it all. My love has been untrue. She's found
somebody. Very talented. We like Don Gibson.
And always well-dressed.
Always. Well, there you go. Singer, songwriter, one half of Jan and Dean. Jan Barry, born on this day, 1941.
From Pasadena.
You know, you got the Beach Boys and you got Jan and Dean, and they meshed very well together.
Go, Granny.
Singer Philip Wynn, he was the great tenor voice of the Spinners, 1941.
Love will play when your time is up, when your run is down, but love stays around.
That Motown sound of the 70s, you have to like the Spinners. I was a big fan.
He's the one with the beard. I don't think any of the other guys had beards. He was the one with the beard and the glasses. Felipe.
Wynn.
Actually,
yep.
I think it was Felipe.
Felipe, yeah, very well made. Yeah. Felipe Wynn, we'll go with that. 1941, Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Staff missed.
Down in the boondocks. Down in the boondocks.
Billy Joe Royal.
Oh, yeah.
Started rock and pop, then went country.
Yes, he did.
1942, and then he followed. He didn't have easy shoes to fill. He filled the shoes of Richard Dawson.
I cannot bring myself to say, "Show me urine." I can't do it. I can't do it. Let me see. I'm going to try. How about? That's what I'm going to do. How about? Bob Barker doesn't have these problems. How about urine?
It wasn't up there anyway, but no. We're talking about Ray Combs.
Yes.
Tragic, and he took his own life.
He took his own life, sadly.
Well, he was, I think he was still the host of Family Feud at the time in 1996.
That's sad.
He was born this day, 1956. He was 40.
Wow.
Which was sad. Ray Combs on our Gone But Not Forgotten list. And now what, Neil?
They're all gone. Yeah. But not forgotten.
All right, 904-44. Did our best. We're getting there.
Somebody's already emailed us, say, don't cut it, just start it earlier.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
But then we'd have to cut into What's the Deal, Neil.
Yeah, well, we can shorten
so that. So many problems.
It's a fluid situation.
Exactly. Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire. Leroy Parnell, Tender Moment. Or It Sure Is Monday, Mark Chestnut.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Leroy Parnell today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany.